Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Shipworks. Where'd that come from? And help helping you ship more in less time. Get up on your soapbox and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Well, 888-723-4630. I don't know who that person is. It just pops out.
I don't know.
Isn't that special?
Well, Griff.
What?
Before we go into anything at all, It is time now to hear from the land of the free and the home of the retail moment.
Really?
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
For eBay sellers, the 4th of July isn't just a celebration of America's independence, it's also one of the year's biggest retail opportunities. Here's another number to keep in mind as you count down to the 4th. 75% of all shoppers are looking for some sort of deal. So go ahead and list anything red, white, and blue, patriotic, or star-spangled, along with barbecues, swimsuits, and other summery stuff. Then put together sales campaigns via Promotions Manager, such as discounts on orders, shipping, or accessories. You can create some promoted listings, too, for multiple quantities as well as your one-off items. Your sales will have you saying hurrah for the red, white, and blue.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
There you have it, an all-American retail moment. July 4th, coming up there.
It is.
So this year, on July 4th is on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So it's the only show we'll miss.
Okay.
Because we'll be on the previous Thursday.
Yo-yo.
And then everybody will leave for their little vacation.
Well, you will.
And we won't be on the, well, to me, a vacation is time off from work. We're not going anyplace. We're staying home. We have a budget. We're saving for Vegas. Budget time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, budget, yeah.
Yes, budget. Remember budgets?
I seem to recall one somewhere. I don't know what happened to it.
So what's the matter, honey? You sound tired.
Me?
Little bit.
Tired?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's so hot up here. It's exhausting. The heat.
And we're not
used to it.
Yeah,
first world problem.
You're not used to it.
Oi, the heat.
Oi. Do you have air conditioning?
I do, but there's something wrong with it. It's not working well.
No.
So I called up the air conditioner and... He said, and I'm not surprised. Nearest appointment is like 2 weeks out because, it's a hot season.
That's when people call.
But I just had it fixed, and I think apparently a rodent chewed through a hose.
Really?
I think the rodent came back. So I'm
brought his friends.
Yeah.
Hey.
I found some water.
Party
I've been
time
putting
at
out
Griff's
dishes.
House.
So I've been putting out lots of dishes of water out back, thinking, well, you know, you can have water out back. But I think they like that fresh, clean.
Oh, yeah. They want to come aggravate you.
They do.
So if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or even a listing dish to us during the show while we're on the air. If you click on the Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast now, fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we do our best to get to your email if we can. But, of course, we love it when you call. We like to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Griff, I suppose a lot of our listeners probably entered their business in eBay's second annual Shine Award, Small Business of the Year contest.
I would hope they did.
I know they did last year, so I'm assuming that they did this year as well. In fact, I know a few people who were writing their thing up that week, so I'm sure they did. So the judges are evaluating the submissions right now.
They are?
Yes.
They are. Yes, they are.
And are you on the committee?
No, I'm not.
Then they'll select 15 finalists, 3 in each of the 5 categories. Then at the end of this month, it will be up to you as a member of the eBay community to vote for your favorite. So get ready to help pick the winners. That's eBay Shine Awards at ebay.com/shineawards. And we'll, of course, keep you up to date on when you should be doing that and stuff. So it's big. You know, there's a $5,000 prize. The big prize is $10,000.
Yeah.
And all of those 15 people are flown to Vegas by eBay. And they'll be in Vegas, and then they'll announce the big winner.
The big winner.
Exactly.
I wonder who that'll be.
So no matter whether you get the 10 grand or not, the fact that you won in a category, you get a trip and, you know, food and God only knows what else.
Isn't that great?
That is fantastic. So that's the Shine Award. So you get ready to vote, because we're going to need your votes, that's for sure. I think that there are a couple of people I know for sure, but I'm not going to mention their names.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, we're not supposed to play favorites or anything. But I do know that a couple of people that we know very well,
yeah,
entered into the contest.
Well, you see, that's why I didn't want to be on the committee because, well...
It's sort of... wouldn't be right, would it?
Because, you know, I know a lot of sellers, so, and I know a lot of, this shouldn't mean anything, but there are lots of talented people here, and they can figure it out.
And, you know, even last year they said it was so difficult to pick.
Well, I was in on that, and it was, because they were all good. So I thought, you know, how do you pick? It's really hard.
Well, and is it a little subjective? I mean, you've got, you know, 10 people sitting on that committee, maybe, and...
Well, I think judging is always a little bit,
a little
don't you?
Bit.
Yeah.
I think a little
I
bit.
I don't think that's a bad thing. But I gotta tell you, I mean, we had all the sellers out and, you know, putting up post-it notes on the board and categorizing them, and it was confusing after a while. I said, well, these are all good. Can't we just give them all awards? So, no, that's not how it works. Oh, jeez.
And you would.
Yeah, I would.
Some important points about the fix for the label printing issue.
Oh, please. You have some more information?
Well, I don't know if this is old or new now,
well,
because it's from yesterday.
Well,
okay.
That's new enough.
It's first of all, the label printing issue was caused by a recent Windows patch. Okay.
Yeah, it was. It did something to Internet Explorer. I think it was initially people with Internet Explorer were having an issue.
So Mac OS users can print labels as usual.
And if you used, I think, Chrome or any other web browser, Firefox.
And Windows users running Internet Explorer may see a label that appears to be blank or encounter other errors while printing. And if so, you need to reprint. And they're asking you to switch to a different browser. Or even a Mac, if you have access to one. Then go to the shipping labels page from My eBay or Seller Hub and click the reprint option for that label.
Yeah.
If you can't reprint the label, void it and create a new label.
Right.
Okay. So neither bulk label printing nor label printing from within the eBay mobile app have been affected. You can always create a label using the app, save it as a PDF and mail it to yourself, then print it out. You can also print out a shipping label through PayPal at paypal.com/shipnow.
Yeah.
In that case, you'll have to manually upload your tracking.
So I tell you what I do.
What do you do?
I have a stamps.com account so that at times when I'm unable, and it's not that often, but if there should be a little mishap with printing directly through eBay, I just go to my stamps.com account and print the labels out there.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
That tracking is uploaded, and you get the discounts, and everything's cool, and everything's hunky-dory.
Okay.
Because there's nothing more frustrating than when your time is of the essence, and you got to get to work, and you got to print out the labels, and then you can't for some reason. Well, that's just unnerving.
It's poopy.
Oh.
It really is. I agree.
Poopy.
Okay, so there are just some little... ideas for you if you're having a problem with it. And if you've come up with any other way, let us know at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
But you should be okay.
But you should be okay at this point. So, Griff, also in the news, eBay Canada has updated its user privacy notice. Do you ever read those?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't read that one, though.
I'm sorry. I don't. Formerly known as their privacy policy, effective June 2nd for new users and on July 2nd for current users, the announcement at ebay.ca stated, we encourage you to review the updated user privacy notice. See, they say that on ebay.com also, that you're supposed to review it. And I guess we all should, but we're bad, bad, bad people.
Well, no. I think it can be hard for some people. Legalese just thrills me.
Oh, yeah.
It gets
not
me all excited. I mean, the way to, this man's heart is to whisper sweet legalese nothings into his ear.
You know, being a copywriter through the years, I had to learn laws because I've written copy for all kinds of companies, including financial companies. So you have to learn the right disclaimers to use, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. There's a whole big thing about it. You know, you have to know what you're doing and what, and what not to say. And I think in some respects, eBay listers, you know, eBay sellers, when they list, have learned these things too, what to say and what not to say in your listings. You know, like, oh, please, I beg of you, send, you know, give me a good feedback. Oh, please, I beg you.
Yeah, that's always bad.
Yeah. Or if you think I'm going to pay for a return, you're crazy. That's kind of like what we're saying when we do some of those non-customer gratifying things on our listings. Non-customer gratifying.
Yeah.
NCG.
You should never, ever pull focus from your customer. Your customers walk in to your listing. You should be fawning all over them and never, never point the conversation back to yourself. It's always a bad idea.
Even though you may think that for a moment, you should just go on and remember it's all about the customer.
It's all about the customer. And when a customer is reading something and you're begging them for something that's going to benefit you, the seller, they're not
interested. They don't care.
They don't care.
It's 2 a.m. They're in their jammies.
Yeah.
They want to order that phone.
I know. They don't want to hear how you got to leave them a feedback. This open phone segment was sponsored by Shipworks. 888-723-4630 is our number. Call us here on Open Phones. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are 3 versions of 6bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 414.
Before you can sell on eBay, you've got the source. Robin Johnson is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mama Asterisk Johnson. She explains the benefit of focusing on a niche with respect to scaling your business.
It allows you to not only be able to start to find things that you can go back to the well, but it helps save you time in the amount of research, and it allows you to increase profitability because you're making less guesswork when you buy, and you're actually buying things that you know will sell at a certain profit, and it's going to allow you to branch out and be able to buy new items that you can go back and restock over and over again. And that really allows you to grow your business.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know, it's not a conversation. It's just a monologue without you. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and end the monologue and begin the dialogue. 888-723-4630.
So if you come on the chat board before we actually open the chat board in the morning,
what happens?
It disappears when we really we open the chat board. So Papa Chico, who, you know, she's on the East Coast, wakes up earlier than we do, right? She put a little notification on the board that today is her 16th anniversary of selling on eBay. So
congratulations.
Congratulations to Papa Chico. And then it kind of disappeared when we opened the board. So come back and put it back on the board, Papa Chico. And congratulations. She gave us credit. And I told her no, it was her and all the hard work. So, all right. David from Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes.
DJ Movers 99. Hi, Griffin Lee. What is the status of the new eBay program where we, the seller, offer free return shipping and get bumped up in the search results?
All right. So that, not sure what.
Okay, David says, I have crunched the numbers and can't wait to get started. I plan to use Seller Hub's bulk feature to add free return shipping across the board. The fact is that I always pay for the return shipping anyway, or just let the buyer keep the item while I refund the cost and shipping charges, if any. Right. How do I get started? Also, is this eBay program valid if the seller does not offer free shipping? In other words, the buyer pays for shipping and I pay for the return shipping if needed. Thanks and have a great day.
All right, I'm going to plead ignorance because I have no idea what he's talking about.
I'm sending this over to you.
Yeah. When you look at, he's talking about best match, right? So, and best match doesn't have a paying for return shipping is not going to give you, that I know of, I mean, a big boost in best match. So I'm confused. I need to know more.
Okay, I sent it over to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you can always get back with David if you like.
So if you go, if you want to know what gives you a bump in best match, go to the help and contact link at the top of any eBay page. Type in best match and then look for the returned link that says about best match. This is kept up to date. This is the information about how listings are ranked or presented in best match and what you can do to optimize your listings. And paying for return shipping is not a factor. I wonder if David means, so there are some, and I don't know if we're doing this for return shipping. I know that for fast delivery, right, so for people that can get the item to their buyer quickly, there will be a search refinement on the left-hand side for show items that, I forget the wording, but it's something, get here the quickest, you know, get here within 2 days or something. And I know I would use that as a buyer because a lot of, not all the times, but a lot of times I want to find, I need the item really quick. I want to find the one that's going to get it to me the fastest, even if it means spending a little bit more on the item or shipping. But I'm not aware of a program, and I apologize if this has actually been announced by our esteemed company, and I just wasn't paying attention. But I have no idea what he's talking about.
And very quickly, what is going on with signing up for the workshops? Do you know, for the event? Bruce Sulko from Roscoe, Illinois, known as Pacific Bearing,
right,
on eBay, said when going to sign up for workshops, if asked, it asks for confirmation number, and then the page that comes up is registration information. I cannot find the workshop list or how to sign up for workshop classes. Please help.
Yeah, I don't know, and I think so. I haven't registered, but I believe that you have to go in and alter your existing registration, is what I heard. So, if you sign up, I'm clicking it now. See, sign up for, so you should have your email address and you should have your confirmation. If you go to the site, eBayOpen2017.com, That's if you just type in ebayopen2017.com and then click on the workshop links, there's a link there that says sign up for workshops. And if you have your confirmation number and email address, you enter it into those two different places. The next page should let you alter your, or add to your registration the workshop. If that's not happening, email me at griffin@ebay.com and I'll find out what's wrong, if anything.
Okay. And I remember in previous years you can sign up there.
Ideally, because there was such high demand for some workshops that, it turned out being first come, first serve. And I think we're trying to change that this year. A lot of the workshops are repeated, twice, if not more, so that people, have more options of creating a schedule for the 2 days that the workshops are on. Okay. I'll be teaching one workshop.
And that's
the Take Better Photos workshop.
Yes.
And if you've taken my photo classes in the past, there'll be some review of old material, but I'm adding a bunch of new stuff, mostly tips, just quick tips about getting stuff, making your photos better than they are now, based on what I've learned over time.
Okay.
Hour one is in the can. Hour two and three are coming. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Stick with us. We're coming up. We're going to talk about newbie mistakes in our second hour. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.